On the must-read list is Scoop's blog on the Oakland Press. What do you think about that, Scoop?
I don't know. Which one are you referring to, man? I grind out so many of those, I lose track of them.
Well, let's talk about the story that was posted today, the tortoise and the hare. What really stuck out to me was a paragraph in here. It says, currently the Democratic nominee is winning only in Detroit,
yep.
And you're speaking to Virge Bonero, and Snyder takes the rest of the state. The last time a Democratic running for governor won Detroit only was way back in, well, way back never. So it's,
you can't win a race for governor with the vote in Detroit. You simply can't do it. And Bonero knows that, and he knows that he needs to broaden his base beyond organized labor and beyond Detroit. And he's on a mission to do that, which began this week. And he's got to get those independent voters, and Snyder has a hefty lead, 2-1 in that category. And as you know, Tony, independent voters are the ones that decide elections.
You talked about in this post that Rick Snyder has had some challenges with the ultra-conservative base of the state Republican Party, and he proposes the question, what about a Virge in his own party?
Yeah, well, Bonero clearly has some difficulties, as does Snyder, but comparing the two, Snyder is in the catbird seat. He's doing much better. He put together a pretty good coalition in that primary earlier this month, and Bonero hang on to the base of the Democratic Party, although some did cross over and vote for other Republicans, other than Snyder, but he's clearly got an uphill climb, and he acknowledges that, and he sort of enjoys being the underdog. He likes scrapping from the bottom to get to the top, and this race is not over yet. They've not yet begun to fight. There's a fly in the ointment, though, with regard to the debates. Now, Snyder wants to get all of the debates done in September. He wants to get them out of the way prior to the sending out of absentee ballots, and that's 45 days before the election. Now, the three debates that that he put out, that Mr. Bonero did, the dates would include October 7th and October 21st. Those, by according to the definition to Snyder, would be taken off the table and be done earlier.
What? So do we have three finalized, and are you going to be hosting one of those?
I certainly hope so. But no, we've got nothing right now. All you have is a piece of paper from Virge Bonero saying, here's what we'd like to do, and we have nothing from the Snyder people. Now, I talked to him earlier this week, Mr. Snyder, when he was in town, and he's still committed to doing the debates, but he said we need to do it before the absentee ballots go out. So that's a fly in the ointment.
Everywhere I go, I just see negative news the last week or so about Mike Bishop. Why is he being the bad guy?
Well, Mr. Bishop is doing what he believes in. Give him credit for this. He has been true to his school when it comes to the philosophy of balancing the budget with cuts. We found something that Mr. Bishop and the governor agree upon, a story that we reported on exclusively last night on TV6 and also this morning. I assume it's been in your radio cast. The governor will propose later this afternoon a tax amnesty program. This would be the third one, and she hopes to raise $90 million with that. And Bishop actually says, hey, that's a pretty good idea. In fact, we had that idea 2 years ago in the state Senate. He thinks the cash is $54 million. And tax amnesty, simply put, is if you're cheating on your taxes and you know that you owe the state money, here's your chance to cough up the money that you owe with no questions asked. And the state has done this before under previous governors. Now, the number that this will bring in is really in dispute. The Treasury Department says it's about $3 million. I've got a state lawmaker who says it might be $300 million. The number, I think, is probably somewhere in between. But whatever the number is, they'll take it because it will help to balance the books.
Tim, before we get off the subject regarding Rick Snyder and Virge Bonero, leading candidates for lieutenant governor yet?
Well, a new name that has popped up vis-a-vis the Bonero campaign is Harvey Hollins, H-O-L-L-I-N-S. He's the former lobbyist for the American Association of Retired Persons. He's now the head of government relations at Wayne State University. He will not confirm this, but we have a source who says his name is being considered. He's African-American out of Detroit. Popular wisdom is Bonero needs to go there to find a running mate. As on the other side, Bill Hardeman, state senator, Wayne Kuipers, also from West Michigan, and Patty Burkholz from Saugatuck. Those names are on the list for Rick Snyder. And when I spoke to him earlier, he said we're still in the early stages, but the clock is ticking. Both these guys have to come up with a running mate by not this weekend but next weekend for their state party convention.
And finally, from the Oakland Press and Scoops blog in Tuesday's posting, looks like there's a little sour grapes with Congressman Pete Hoekstra.
Well, we had him on the TV show last Friday, and he let it all hang out. He is very perturbed with Michigan Right to Life for endorsing Mike Cox when there were other guys in the race, including Hoekstra, who were solid pro-life. Right to Life did have some method to their madness. They knew that if they endorsed the four guys in the race, that basically Rick Snyder would win. Well, they endorsed one guy, and guess what? Rick Snyder won. So it was a bad day at the office for Right to Life. But Hoekstra sort of put the frosting on the cake and said, you know what, we ought to get rid of Barb Listing, who is the head of Michigan Right to Life, for making that decision. I spoke to her home the other day. Her hubby answered the phone, and I asked her to call me back, and she hasn't done that. So we'll see what's happening there. It's a fracture in the party. Some people think that Hoekstra went too far in his compliments about her, but Hoekstra was speaking from his heart.
Tim Skubick covers Michigan government and politics. You can find his stories almost daily here on this radio station, 1320WILS.com. You can find his stories also on WJBK TV2 in Detroit, WWJ 950 in Detroit, Channel 6 here in Lansing. What do you got going on for Channel 6, and who's on Off the Record this weekend?
I got nothing for the show this week. That's my job 2 here after I get hang up the phone with you. We're doing the governor's got a newser at 2:30 this afternoon, when she'll spill out the rest of its details, including that tax amnesty and other budget cuts to balance the budget. October 1st is the deadline, and here we go again. I'm suggesting a new state slogan. You know, we have one. If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look around you. I got a better one. Why do today what you can wait and do tomorrow?
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one, man.